Acts chapter number 2, verse number 17. And it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters, please underline your sons and your daughters, shall prophesy. Your young men, please underline your young men. Your young men shall see visions. Then your old men shall dream dreams. Please underline your old men. This is the promise of God that we declare. But I was asking the Lord, why do I not see it happening? I mean, there is a push from the Spirit of God for that to manifest. But then it does not flow. And the Lord revealed to me the meaning of that scripture. The meaning of the scripture is the way the scripture is put. It uses a language and it does not say, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Everyone shall prophesy, see visions and dreams. But it uses a language. It says specifically that your children, that means your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. And your old men shall dream dreams. That is the language that is put in that scripture. And we have to understand the revelation behind it, the meaning behind it. Now, most of us, the understanding of us, the way we pray the scripture is, you know, we don't have to do anything. The Lord will automatically pour out the Spirit and these things will happen. But the manifestation of the promise given in Acts 2:17, taken from the book of Joel, is not by itself. The manifestation is hidden in its revelation. And I am telling you, the church is struggling. The church is struggling because we are not manifesting the scripture. In the last days, this scripture should manifest, but we are not able to manifest the scripture. Our sons and daughters are not prophesying. Our young men are not seeing visions, and our old men are not having dreams because there is a revelation that we have not understood. We just read the scripture, pray the scripture, and we think the manifestation of the scripture will be automatically because God has said it. But there is a revelation in that language. There is a prerequisite in that language that we need to understand. And that is what we are going to visit. And what I am going to speak on is the last days require higher consecration. The last days require higher consecration. Now listen to me, people of God. By the way, this scripture is taken from Joel chapter number 2, verse number 28. Peter began to preach after the Holy Spirit came upon all of them. They started to speak in other tongues, all 120 of them. And the people, you know, came, the nations came to see what is happening. They were assuming they were drunk or something happened to them. But Peter said, we are not drunk. This is what the prophet Joel has said, that in the last days. So last days manifestation started from the Acts of the Apostles. But it's diminishing in our time. Are we understanding why? Because the church has not understood the revelation and the meaning of that scripture. Hallelujah. How many of you have prayed, Lord, I want to see the scripture fulfilled. The sons and daughters prophesying. Lord, how shall that happen? How many of you have prayed that? Because we have not understood the manifestation of the scripture. Anyways, Joel chapter number 2 verse 28 is the same prophecy. If you read it, Joel 2:28. But why did the prophecy came to Joel? The prophecy came to Joel because of the prayer of an intercessor. And the intercessor was Moses. Moses prayed to the Lord and said, oh Lord, how I long to see all your children prophesy. All your children to be prophets. So Moses prayed that prayer. And that prayer, that burden that came in Moses' heart was not the burden of Moses. The burden was translated from the heart of God to Moses. So I have already explained that how the plan and purposes of God comes to pass on the face of the earth. It starts with the ministry of an intercessor. When an intercessor empties himself of his selfishness, of his old man, old mind, crucifies it and sits in the presence of God and says to God, God, I want to know you. Lord, I want to know your plans. I want to know your ways. What the Holy Spirit starts to do is, the Holy Spirit starts to translate or transfer the burdens that are in the heart of the Almighty God into the heart of a man. And when that happens, the intercessor starts to pray, not selfish prayer, not, oh Lord, save them, oh Lord, do this. He starts to pray prayers which are the burdens of God. He starts to utter utterances which God wants him to utter. And when he starts to pray and intercede, those prayers start to become prophecies in the mouth of the prophets. So the prayer that Moses prayed, that Lord, let all your children become prophets, later after many years came in the mouth of Joel the prophet to prophesy. And when a prophet prophesies it, he initiates the manifestation of the plan of God uttered by an intercessor. Are we together, people of God? He initiates the utterance, the plan of God. He initiates by his prophecy. That is the power of prophecy. You are speaking Amen. The word of God, and you are initiating the plan of God in this evil world where the devil is fighting the word of God, where the devil is fighting the plan of God. So he prophesied. And then an apostle in the book of Acts declared its manifestation, and by the spirit of revelation interpreted that what is happening and what you see is what Joel has said. That has come to pass. It requires the Holy Spirit to speak to you, for you to have a relationship with the Holy Spirit, to interpret situations and to relate it to the manifestations of prophecies. Are we together, people of God? Hallelujah. And I see that gift manifesting in some people in this group when I speak to you. I see that gift manifesting in some people in this group because yesterday Sister K came to me with a scripture for a situation, and she has come with a scripture many times, and it was exactly the interpretation of the prophecy of God for that event that is happening on the face of the world. Hallelujah. Okay.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. What is the meaning of that scripture? How shall it manifest? Now listen to me. Consecration is required for the Holy Spirit to come upon a flesh and manifest the revelations and utterances from God through prophecies, visions, and dreams. Consecration is required for the Holy Spirit to come upon a flesh and manifest the revelations and utterances from God through prophecies, visions, and dreams. Can everyone say consecration? Everyone say consecration. Consecration. Is the consecration is the revelation. Consecration is the revelation for God to pour out his spirit. Now that we will learn from this scripture, from the language it uses in that scripture, especially your sons and daughters, your young men, your old men. What is the meaning? Because prophecy, vision, and dreams were not a part and parcel of everyone in the Old Testament. We see only specific people operating in visions. Ezekiel saw visions. Daniel saw visions. People who were in the office of the priest and the prophet saw visions. They saw dreams from the Lord. They prophesied. Prophecy was in the office of the prophet. So the circle was limited in the Old Testament. But in the New Testament, God is saying, your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Young men shall see visions and old men shall dream dreams. So in the Old Testament, the gifts manifested for those who were in the offices of priest and prophet. The will of God is for all people now to operate in those areas of prophecy, visions, and dreams. Now, Let us now get into the revelation. The scripture uses the language that we read, Acts 2:17 and Joel 2:28. It uses the language of children, young men, old men. This signifies levels of consecration and price cost to be paid for the consecration. The reason it uses that language of children, young men, old men, it signifies that there will be levels of consecration on the basis of which the Spirit will be poured upon all flesh. And for the consecration, if someone wants to be consecrated, a cost needs to be paid for the consecration. Stay with me, people of God, and turn with me to Leviticus chapter number 27. I encourage you guys, to everyone, to have your Bible with you. And secondly, especially for this sermon, you require a diary, because I am going to ask you to note down some things in columns for you to understand. We have to go to Leviticus chapter number 27. And from Leviticus chapter number 27, we will slowly understand the language used in this scripture in Acts 2:17. Okay, let's go to Leviticus 27. Leviticus chapter number 27. Leviticus, which is the most ignored book in the Bible. Few people read Leviticus, but there is a lot of revelations hidden in that chapter. Leviticus 27, in that book, sorry. Now the Lord, verse number 1. Now the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel and say to them, when a man consecrates by a vow certain persons to the Lord, according to your valuation." Okay, so what is it talking about? When a man consecrate people to the Lord according to their valuation. So there is a price, a valuation of cost that will be set upon them for them to be consecrated unto the Lord. Let's go ahead. So let me first read the scripture until verse 8, and then I will start to explain you those things. Verse number 3. If your valuation is of a male from 20 years old to 60 years old, then your valuation shall be 50 shekels of silver, according to the shekels of the sanctuary. If it is a female, then your valuation shall be 30 shekels. And if from 5 years old up to 20 years old, then your valuation for a male shall be 20 shekels, and for a female, 10 shekels. And if from a month old to 5 years old, then your valuation for a male shall be 5 shekels of silver, and for a female, your valuation shall be 3 shekels of silver. And if from 60 years old and above, if it is a male, then your valuation shall be 15 shekels, and for a female, 10 shekels. But if he is too poor to pay your valuation, then he shall present himself before the priest, and the priest shall set a value for him, according to the ability of him who vowed, the priest shall value him. Hallelujah. Don't be confused. Let me now simplify this for you. Now what does, listen to me very carefully. Do you have a diary? So take your diary and do what I am telling you to do, for you to understand what this scripture is saying. Now, this part of the scripture is about consecrating a person to the Lord. Now, when a person wants to be consecrated unto the Lord, this scripture is saying, according to their age, there has to be a cost that needs to be paid. According to their age, there needs to be a cost that has to be paid. So I want you to make 3 columns on your diary, and on the first column you need to write age group. The title of the first column is age group. the title of the second column is male, the title of the third column would be female. Are we together? Age group, male and female. So let's come to verse number 3 and 4, first of all. Now, if your valuation is of a male for 20 years old to 60 years old. So in the age group, write 20 to 60. The first age group is 20 to 60. That age group are the age group where the Bible considers as young men. Are we together, people of God? What is that? Young men.
Yes.
Stay with me. 20 to 60. Hallelujah. Young men. What is the valuation cost for a male of 20 to 60? Your valuation shall be 50 shekels of silver. Write down in the first column under male. The valuation for that young man, which is between 20 to 60, the cost that person has to pay is how much? 50 shekels. So write down 50 shekels in male. Then, if it is a female, then your valuation shall be 30 shekels. So in the column of female, if it's a female and the cost needs to be paid for a female between 20 to 60, a young woman, the cost will be how much? 30 shekels. Are you done with that? Stay with me. Let's go to the statistics first and then I will come to the revelation of it. So this is the category of young men. All right. So young men, consecration, they have to pay how much? 50. 50 is the highest cost. Okay. Let's go to verse number 5 now. Verse number 5. If from 5 years old up to 20 years old, then your valuation for a male shall be how much? 20 shekels. So in the first column, in the age group, the second line, write down age group 5 years to 20 years. 5 years to 20 years. Who are they? They are children. 5 years to 20 years are who? Children. And the male has to pay 20 shekels. So write down under male 20 shekels. And then female has to pay 10 shekels. So write down 10 shekels. So do you see the difference? The cost for the consecration of a child is less than the cost for consecration of a young man. The young man is 50 shekels. The child between 5 to 20 is how many? 20 shekels. So it's less. Let's go to the next scripture now. Verse number 6. And if from a month old to 5 years old, then your valuation for a male shall be 5 shekels of silver. And for a female, your valuation shall be 3 shekels of silver. Now, write down the third point. Verse number 6, that is, from a month old to 5 years, who are they? Babies. There is another category here, babies. If you want to consecrate babies, a month old to 5 years, how much you have to pay? 5 shekels, a negligible amount. For a female, 3 shekels. Okay? Then let's go to verse number 7. And if from 60 years old and above, if it is a male, then your valuation shall be 15 shekels for a male, that is, and for a female, 10 shekels. 60 years and above, the fourth point, 60 above, who are they? Old men. The fourth point is for old men, 60 years and above. For a male, how much you have to pay? 15 shekels of silver. For a female, you have to pay 10 shekels of silver. I don't know how many of you have a diary, but if you have a diary, you can go ahead with easily to understand the teaching. Now, do you have the column? Which is the highest paid consecration?
Male.
Male. Which kind of male? Which group? Age group?
30 to 20.
Yes.
20 to 60.
20 to 60.
20 to 60.
Young man has to pay the cost highest cost of consecration, a young man, that is 50 shekels. Now, listen to me. The Leviticus chapter number 27, the lowest consecration cost is for a baby, month old to 5 years, that is 5 shekels, and for a female, 3 shekels. Now, change your perspective from physical to spiritual. Let's change our perspective from physically thinking about the scripture to asking the Holy Spirit, what is the meaning of the scripture? And the Holy Spirit told me that the scripture in the Old Testament was specific to age groups, but the age groups are given for us to understand that for us, it is not specific to age group. Like let's say for Sister Ruth, how much she, I'm sorry, I don't want to say the age of woman. So I cannot say the age of woman. Okay. So any woman here, or any woman free to tell your age? Sister K, can you tell us your age? Are you free to tell us your age? If you don't, then that's okay.
I am 55.
She's 50. And Sister K, okay, let's also ask Sister K. Now, listen to me. I'm trying to teach you. Okay. My mother is 55. Okay. I want someone about 60. Anyone about 60 here? Can you tell us if you are about 60?
65.
Okay. Thank you, Sister Pushpa. You are 65. Sister K does not want to say the age. Anyway, I'm just joking. Okay. Listen to me. Okay. My mother is 55. She falls in the age group of the young men. And her cost, as per Leviticus, is for consecration is 30 shekels. For Sister Pushpa, she technically, as per Leviticus 27, she falls in the age group of old men, above 60. And as per Leviticus, technically, her cost of consecration is 10 shekels. What I am trying to teach you is, listen to me, what I'm trying to teach you is the levels of consecration in the what as per what Acts is saying is not as per your age group, but as per the cost that you are paying for consecration. Let me come again. Did you listen to that? The levels of consecration is not as per your age group, but as per the cost that a person pays. For example, though Sister Pushpa is about 60 and her cost is 10 shekels, but that does not decide that she will fall under the category of old men. If she pays the higher cost of 50 shekels, she can be considered in the category of the young men. So her, what I'm saying is, technically, your age group does not decide. Are you under? Okay, some people are still confused. Let me tell you. For example, Moses, he started ministry at 80 years old. 80, 84, somewhere there, as per the scripture. He started ministry above 60 years old. So as per the age group, he will see only dreams. But Moses did not only see dreams. He wrote Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. He saw visions. And the Bible says he spoke to God face to face. So his consecration was not decided as per his age. His consecration was decided because he paid the higher cost. He was considered in the age group of young men.
Hallelujah.
Okay, Brother John, you are understanding. How many of you are understanding? Are we understanding that? So, Sister Pushpa, it depends on you how much price you are ready to pay to be consecrated. How much you are ready to sacrifice, pay the cost, decides your category in which you will be counted. Your children shall prophesy, your young men shall see visions, your old men shall dream dreams. I will come to prophecies, visions, and dreams later, but visions is the greatest gift among them all. We will come to that later, but that is the young men category. That is the young men category. And what I am teaching you is the language that the Bible puts in there. Children, young men, old men. So you can be 65, but yet if you have paid the cost, you will function in the category of the young men. If you have paid 50 shekels, if you have paid the highest cost, are we together, people of God? Hallelujah. There are people who are 25 years old.
Amen.
There are people who are 25 years old and they have paid how much? 3 shekels. They are babies. They are infants because they paid a minimal cost, a negligible cost. There are people who are 30 years old, 40 years old. They should fall under the category of the young men. But what cost they have paid? I will go to the church sometimes when I get time. No cost is paid. They do not even come under that category. They come in the category of infants because they have not paid the consecration cost. Are we understanding that? The manifestation of the prophecy of God depends on higher levels of consecration. The old men. How much cost have you paid? How much cost is someone paying? Are you paying the full cost of a young man? Irrespective of your age, whatever age you would be, you would be 70, you would be 72, you would be above 60. But how much cost are you paying? How much cost you are paying? And as per the cost you pay, you are consecrated to receive what God has in store for the last days. Are we together, people of God? So there, how many classes are there in Leviticus? How many classes of people? Young men, children, okay? Then infants, that is out of the box. Infants are out of the box. And then old men. Hallelujah. Are we together to go ahead with this revelation? Hallelujah. So,
amen. Hallelujah.
Leviticus 27 is the physical valuation of consecration cost as per the shekels of the sanctuary. The consecration is not literally as per age, but the price you pay decides which category you fit into. Do we understand that now? Let me come again. This Leviticus 27 is the physical valuation of the consecration cost as per the shekels of sanctuary. The consecration is not literally as per your age, but the price you pay decides which category you fit into. Hallelujah. Tonight you have to realize and retrospect, have you paid the price? Or are you still paying three shekels or 5 shekels? Sometimes I will sit in the meeting and listen to the word, and sometimes I will open the Bible. You are in the category of babes. You are not even eligible to receive the anointing of the last days. Hallelujah. Most of the people in the church are babies. Most of the people in the congregation are babes. See what cost are you paying? We will come into the crux, and then I believe some hearts will be shaken like this. Oh, we will come to the crux of the revelation of the people who operated in visions. What cost did they pay? Most of them paid above 50 shekels. Most of them paid everything to receive the anointing for visions.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are we together, people of God?
Hallelujah.
So, the difference between Acts chapter number 2, so are we understanding the language Acts is using, Joel is using? Okay. The children, the young men, the old men. There are only three categories. One category is missing. That is in Leviticus 27, infants. So infants from 1 month old to 5 years old, not eligible in the consecration levels. Now, there is another scripture in the New Testament that explains those categories. Let's go to 1 John chapter number 2. Let's go to 1 John chapter number 2, verse number 12 to 14. 1 John chapter number 2, verse number 12 to 14. I write to you. Okay. Be with me. Okay. Everyone, listen to this now. 1 John chapter number 2, verse number 12 to 14. I write to you, little children. Please underline little children. I write to you little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. I write to you fathers, that is old men. Underline fathers, please, because you have known him who is from the beginning. I write to you young men, please underline young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. Again, I write to you little children, please underline little children. So there are two little children, but they are not the same. The first little children are the 5 years to 20 years old children. And this little children, the first little children are the infants, 5 months old to 1 month old to 5 years old. And this little children, the second little children, is 5 years old to 20 years old. I write to you little children because you have known the Father. I have written to you fathers because you have known him who is from the beginning. I have written to you young men because you are strong and the word of God abides in you and you have overcome the wicked one. Hallelujah. Listen to me. So there are again four categories here. There are two little children. One little children are the infants. Second little children are the children who shall prophesy. Are we together? The third category are the young men. And the fourth category are the old men, the fathers. So which is the strongest category as per you after reading the scripture here? Whom John is writing. And John is telling, he's differentiating his writings to those people as per their spiritual age group. What is your spiritual age group? Everyone say, I need to know my spiritual age group. I need to know my spiritual age group. Everyone say
that. I need to know my spiritual age group.
Okay. Now. Did we see that scripture? As per you, which is the strongest group there? As per the writings of John. The strongest group there is the young men. Because he says, let me read it to you again. To the little children, he says, I write to you because what? Your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. So infants are at the level that they, I just want my sins to be forgiven and go to heaven. That's all I want. Okay? Then he writes to the father. He says, I write to you fathers because you have known him who is from the beginning. So the old men category know the Lord. Okay, a little bit stronger. Then he says, I write to you young men because what? You have overcome the wicked one. The second time he writes to young men, he says, I have written to you young men because you are strong. And the word of God abides in you and you have overcome the wicked one. Do we see again Leviticus 27 manifesting here? The revelation? The young men are the strongest one. The young men are the one who overcome the wicked one. The young men are the one in whom the word of God abides because they have paid the price, beloved. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
The little children, the infants are the one who just know my sins are forgiven. That's all they want, that I should go to heaven anyhow. They don't want to pay any price. They don't want to pay the consecration cost. Then the fathers are the one, the old men, they are the middle level of consecration. They know God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am teaching this because the church needs to know that we need to receive his spirit in the last days. And how will we receive his spirit? By consecrating. How will we get consecrated? By paying our valuation cost. How much is our value in the kingdom of God? Some people are 50 shekels. Some people are 5 shekels. So what I am saying is, everything, the fact about a congregation, about how powerful a congregation is against the kingdom of the enemy, depends upon how much they are valuated in the kingdom of God. Okay? Even though a mega church, 1,000 people there in the mega church, but all of them fall under the category of infants, of female infants, 3 shekels. So 1,000 into 3, how much? 3,000. They hold less value in the kingdom of God. But if there are people who hold value in the kingdom of God, how will you hold value? By higher levels of consecration. Only one man is enough to come against a huge strongholds that rules the nation. One man who holds higher valuation, who is a young man in whom the word of God abides, who overcomes the enemy. That man is enough to break a huge strongholds that rules the nation. It all depends on how much is your valuation in the kingdom of God. And some people are Christians from many years, but they have not paid the cost. They are not consecrated. So even though you pray loudly, you shout and do all those gimmicks, but the impact it creates against the enemy is negligible because your consecration level is low, because you have not paid the cost. Are we understanding? Your children shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. Are we together, people of God?
Yes.
Have you? Luke chapter number 14, verse number 28 to 33. Luke chapter number 14, verse number 28 to 33. For which of you intending to build a tower does not sit down first and count the cost, whether he has enough to finish it? Lest after he has laid the foundation and is not able to finish, all who see it begin to mock him, saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish. Or what king going to make war against another king does not sit down first and consider whether he is able with 10,000 to meet him who comes against him with 20,000? Or else while the other is still a great way off, he sends a delegation and asks conditions of peace. So likewise, whoever of you does not forsake all that he has cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not pay the cost. For us to be a disciple of Jesus Christ, we need to sit back. Just don't be in a hurry. I want to do ministry. I want to do this. I want to pray for people. I want to do this. No. Sit back and understand what is the cost you need to pay, and consider whether you will be able to pay it or not. I have seen many people, I will do it. But after 2 days, they never do it because they don't consider paying the cost. They are in excitement to show, I can do it. No. I am telling you what you are saying, you can do it. The cost is heavy. And I sense in my spirit, tomorrow you will withdraw from doing it. So just sit back, take your time, and consider whether you can be a disciple or not, whether you can do it or not. People of God, are we understanding? Are we together?
Yes.
Paying the cost.
Yes, hallelujah.
Paying the cost. Paying the cost. Hallelujah. So it does not matter how many years you were in Christ. I am 50 years in Christ. I am 60 years in Christ. My father is a mega church pastor. Does not matter. Have you paid the cost? What is your valuation in the kingdom of God? Does not matter. It all matters upon you. It does not matter what kind of background you come from, how many years you were in Christ. Does not matter. But you see your valuation, which category you fit into. Are you an infant? Are you a child? Are you an old man? Or are you under the category of the young men who are the strongest of all? Hallelujah. I am telling you, there is spiritually, there is no categorization of male and female. If Sister Pushpa is ready to pay the cost of a young man, she will be consecrated of that anointing. because you see in the Bible, women like Deborah carried out mighty exploits. When men were not standing for the Lord, a woman, a judge called Deborah, stood for the Lord. Why? Because their consecration levels were high. We will come to that. Moses was an old man. His age for to do ministry went away, but when he consecrated himself, he was used as a young man, even in the age of 80. Even at the age of 90, even at the age of 100. So your age does not matter. Whether you are a woman or man does not matter. What matters is, what cost are you ready to pay? Are we understanding now? Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Church, people of God, we need to understand. Just by praying, Lord, you said young men will dream, young men shall see vision, old men will dream. Lord, you make it happen, it will happen. Nothing will happen until we learn consecration. Until we learn consecration, until we learn what price we are supposed to pay, nothing will happen. That scripture we will keep on praying but will never manifest. That scripture is related to higher levels of consecration. And God is saying, in the last days, I need higher levels of consecration so that I will be able to pour out my spirit on all flesh. Hallelujah. The spirit that is poured out, the spirit that is poured on all flesh manifests itself as per the level of consecration. That is the cost of valuation that a person has paid. The Old Testament saints operated in prophecies, visions, and dreams. The greatest of it is vision for consecrated young men, which we will discuss later. The greatest gift is vision. When we talk vision is something, a gift that is, we think visions means we are seeing visions. Sitting in India, I am seeing Canada. No, that is not a vision. Visions refer to entering the throne room of God. That is visions. Ezekiel had that vision. When we will go, Daniel had those visions. Those were visions. So let me keep that for later. But until now, people of God, if you are there here, say amen. If you are understanding, say
amen.
Hallelujah. Are you understanding the teaching?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Stay with me now. Stay with me now. There is a lot. So we have laid the foundation of what the scripture means. The scripture means consecration, levels of consecration. Price to be paid. What are the categories? And that we established from Acts 2:17 and Joel 2:28, Leviticus 27, and 1 John chapter number 2, 12 to 14. Now, I told you, technically, Moses should only see dreams, right? But Moses operated in visions, in dreams, in prophecies. He operated in power. He operated in signs and wonders. He operated in all those gifts. But he was not of the age of the young men. But why he operated in such high levels? He operated beyond visions. We will come to that. Because he was a man whom God will speak face to face. He was the greatest prophet, Moses. I am not saying, the Bible says that. We will come to that. Why he operated in those higher levels? Because the cost he paid was very high.
Hallelujah.
The cost he paid was very high. There needs to be a cost you need to pay. There needs to be a cost, beloved, you need to pay. No one will teach you that. There needs to be a cost you need to pay. The reason Peter, Paul, and all those people were apostles. Apostle is not just a title of glory. To be an apostle, they left their family. Some of them even did not have a chance to meet their wives. They had to leave their desires. Paul had to leave the desire of getting married. But he did not have the desire. How do you know? Is he an alien? Does not has a desire to get married? No. He's a man in the flesh. He had all the desires, but he had to pay the cost. There are costs that people pay for them to find high value in the kingdom of God. Now, I am not saying that give up your clothes and wear only white and don't eat anything and don't eat. No. Every person has a specific leading by the Holy Spirit of what needs to be given up in your life. I'm not going go on the mountains and sit there and don't come back. that is not what the Lord is saying. Every person, the Holy Spirit leads them to pay the cost in a different manner, in a different area. Do we understand that, people of God? And when you pay the cost, you are valuated in the kingdom of God on a high rank. And that is what, it's not only for me, beloved. Everyone who are sitting here, God wants you to be categorized in Acts chapter number 2, verse 17. Everyone here. Some of you have started to see visions, carry those gifts, but it is not consistent. Started to see dreams. It's not consistent. It's not like last year you would have seen, and after that you did not see anything. For 1 year, 2 years, no revelation, nothing. Why? Because God has called you in that area, but you are not paying the cost. You are stuck in your own life. You are stuck in your own desires. You are not paying the cost. There needs to be a cost that has to be paid for higher levels of consecration. Let's look at Moses. Let's go to Exodus chapter number 4, verse number 24 to 26. Exodus chapter number 4, verse number 24 to 26. And it came to pass that the way at the encampment that the Lord met him and sought to kill him. Then Zipporah took a sharp stone and cut off the foreskin of her son and cast it at Moses' feet and said, surely you are a husband of blood to me. How weird people might say that God told Moses to go and do ministry, and while he was going, there is the same Lord coming and trying to kill Moses, wanted to kill Moses. What is that, brother? Why is God doing that? Because sometimes people are called, but they don't pay the cost of consecration to fulfill their calling. Hallelujah. Are we understanding, people of God?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, brother, I have a prophecy that I will become this big prophet. I have a prophecy of international ministry. I will have this big congregation. Yeah, it's amazing. But the cost to fulfill that, there is a consecration cost to be paid. Moses, God called him. God called him to deliver Israel out of the hand of Pharaoh and Egypt. And Moses just left like that, without cleansing himself, without retrospecting his life. He just left like that and did not see that he did not, the teaching and preaching he is going to do to the people of Israel, first of all, he did not even teach his own family. His children were not circumcised. He was going to talk about God to the nations, but here in his own house, he is not following God. His wife is still following the rules and the rituals of Midian because she was a Midianite. And his children were not yet consecrated. And God said, you cannot do it. I will kill you. But by the wisdom, Zipporah understood why Moses was going to be killed, and she circumcised her sons. Consecrated her sons.
Hallelujah.
Are we understanding?
Yes.
Understanding.
Yeah.
You want to go and pray for others outside. Are you setting an example of Christ in your own house first? Are you obeying the Lord in regards to your own family? Can your husband look at you and say, oh, I see Christ in you? You follow the will of God. You are a woman who has crucified your own will. Can your wife say that about you? Can your children say that about you? Hallelujah. Many houses, many people are doing deliverance outside, but here inside, there is a divorce paper that is filed with their own wife. Because they are not consecrated. Something else is outside to people. Something else is inside the house. They are not consecrated. I am preaching and teaching to you big, big revelations. But when you come in my house and ask my mother will say, oh, he just does not listen to me. He's a disobedient person. And you ask my sister, if they have those views, that means I have not even consecrated myself and my family unto the Lord. And I'm going and trying to preach the gospel outside. Do we understand that? Moses his children had to be consecrated. Otherwise, he would have been killed. I know many people going to pray for people cast out demons. I was in a ministry where these people used to cast out demons. So I joined that ministry and I went ahead and I assisted them casting out demons. And every meeting that will be held after casting out demons, these people who casted out demons will be on bed. Someone got a kidney stone. Someone got that attack. Someone got this attack. Every time they were under attack. Why? Because they were not consecrated in their lives. Hallelujah. For big calling, hallelujah. For big things, higher levels of consecrations. Higher levels of consecration. If you are not consecrated, you are not eligible to do those things. I'm telling you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Are we understanding that? Oh God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Some pastors never talk to me for 5 years, 10 years. Some of them 5 years and suddenly call me, keep on calling me suddenly. One after the other call. If I don't pick up, one after the other call. And I was not picking up the call. So somewhere that woman pastor got a number of my sister. She called my sister. Oh, where is he? She said, what happened? Oh, there is a girl. She has demons. She needs deliverance and all those things. I told my sister, ask her to hold on and I will pray and tell her. And I prayed. And the Lord told me, don't answer her. Don't go for that girl's deliverance because they are not right with the Lord. The demons are there in her by her own will. So don't go for that deliverance. Don't do that deliverance. I did not reply to her back because I know the kind of people they are. I mean, they worship the idols and they also worship Jesus. That they are the mixed type of people, you know. And when we tell them, they don't listen. And that's why those demons are operating. And if we pray to cast out those demons, the demons will attack us because the people are not consecrated unto the Lord. They still worship idols willingly. Not unknowingly, willingly they are still doing that. So I said, I will not pray. So when I did not pray, she approached another lady who is a prayer warrior, who knows me. But she is not so discerning, like everyone is not so discerning. So she immediately said, okay. They told her to bring me, Apostle Raul, bring him with you and he needs to pray. I said, I will not pray. God has not asked me to pray. So I think that woman came under pressure and she prayed alone for them. After praying for that girl, I don't know if she was, whatever, she will not be delivered, I know that. But after praying for that girl, this woman who prayed got stiffness from her hip until her feet. Her legs were not able to move. She got paralyzed after prayer. She got attacked. And then she told me, this has happened. I said, I know. There is a reason I did not pray for them because God did not allow me. They are not consecrated. So then I prayed for this woman and she got healed. The whatever stiffness was there, kind of a paralysis, went away after the prayer. We need to understand, people of God, the demons will come if you are not consecrated. Hallelujah. There is a lot of discussion goes on in social media and a major percentage of them. How can Christians have demons? My pastor in the church where I was, he used to always say, oh, no, we don't have any demons here. We are Christians. Once we accept Christ, we don't have any demons. But if you are a baby, you will have because you are not consecrated. The way demonic spirits function is through alignment. And when you are not completely aligned with Christ and consecrated unto him, and you have attachments to other altars and alignments with other altars, and other sinful things. It's like a way that is opened up and demons will flow through that way and come into your life.
Hallelujah.
Do we understand that? Hallelujah. So I don't pray. Anyone says, oh, I am having bad dreams. The demons come in me. This, that. I am not showing my power to prove myself. I will ask the Lord. Because some of them, many word of the Lord have come to them, but they did not repent. And still, they just want someone to pray and for them to get delivered, like Saul. Saul was not getting rid of his jealousy, of his sins, but yet he wanted David to play the harp for him. And at last he attacked David. So David, don't play your harps for Saul. Otherwise you will be attacked. Do you understand that? David was attacked because Saul was not at all consecrated. We can help people who themselves want to be helped by God. Otherwise, we cannot help them. Do we understand that? Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay. May you not take that as a boast from me, but in my small experience of ministry, God has taught me a few things, and I know those things are true. Okay? So that is consecration. There are levels of consecration. Moses had to be consecrated. If Moses would say, no, I will not circumcise my child, who will help Moses? No. But the wife had to consecrate and circumcise the children of Moses unto the Lord. And the Lord withdrew from Moses. So there starts, even as Moses started the journey, his God was demanding higher levels of consecration from him. Moses had to leave his family forever, his wife and children, to do the ministry. Another level of consecration. Let's see that in Exodus chapter number 18. Exodus chapter number 18. Hallelujah. Exodus chapter number 18 and verse number 1. And Jethro, the priest of Midian, Moses' father-in-law, heard of all that God has done for Moses and for Israel, his people, that the Lord had brought Israel out of Egypt. Then Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, took Zipporah, Moses' wife, after he had sent her back, with her two sons, of whom the name of one was Gershom. For he said, I have been a stranger in a foreign land. And the name of the other was Eliezer. For he said, the God of my father was my help, and delivered me from the sword of Pharaoh. And Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, came with his sons and his wife to Moses in the wilderness, where he was encamped at the mountain of God. You see, so while Moses was taking the people of Israel out of Egypt, while they were there in the wilderness, he was not with his family. His family was away. His own sons and his wife were away from him. And while in the middle of the journey, the father-in-law came to visit him, and the wives and the children came and visited Moses, because that is one of the cost Moses had to pay. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Are we understanding that?
Yes.
Especially though, be careful, those who are called, men of God who are called, be careful. If you find a wife who can understand God's ways, marry her. If you don't find a wife, stay unmarried. Yes. Otherwise, your call will be destroyed. Your call will be destroyed. Because you need to have... I am telling that because I know many people. I know many people. They have expired the call of God upon their lives because they married outside the will of God. They married outside. Marriage is a very important decision in life. You should not be in a hurry to do it. Don't take the pressure of your parents. Don't take the pressure of your society, of your church people. Oh, I am 35. I have to, you have to get married. Stay calm. I know a great man of God from India who got married, I think at the age of 48, 50. And he got married to one of the best women of God. Awesome teacher of the word of God at the age of 48.
Yes.
I know another man of God from Bangalore. He got married in his late 40s to a wonderful woman of God. Yes. Zipporah was an understanding wife. Zipporah was the one who saved the husband's life. Zipporah understood that Moses is called, and she did not become a nagging wife to Moses. She understood that Moses had to pay the price. She was an understanding wife. In that, she raised up the children. I know a pastor who is now 80 years old. He has 4 sons. And the Lord gave him understanding wife. So while he would do ministry, the woman will raise up those 4 sons. You know how terrible it is for 4 sons to be in your house. Not girls, sons. She raised up those sons. And all of them are doing ministry now. All of them. All of them have their churches. All of them are doing very well financially. Because they got a wife from the Lord who would not manipulate them. Are we understanding? Not for everyone, but those whom God has called. You have to be like that pregnant woman. You should know that that you are carrying something in you. And you have to walk carefully. You cannot walk as others are walking. Okay? Moses had to, one of the price Moses had to pay was he had to be away from his family doing the work of the Lord. That is a price that Moses had to pay. So there are different prices that different people have to pay as per the leading of the Holy Spirit. Moses had to pay the price. Other things that Moses forsook, or Moses paid the price for. Let's go in Hebrews chapter number 11. Hebrews chapter number 11. Verse number 24. By faith, Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Hallelujah. That is a big price, by the way, beloved. When he became of age, what he did? He refused to be called a son of Pharaoh's daughter. In that time, it was a great thing to be an Egyptian, and that too, to be in Pharaoh's family, because you get all the benefits. Like you get all the benefits. You are right inside the White House and of the family of the White House. It's like that. You get the recognition, you get the status, you get all the benefits. But it says Moses refused that status. Moses forsook that name, that title, to be called as the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin. Hallelujah. Do you see the sacrifices? Do you see the cost he had to pay? That's why God did not leave him. Even at that age, he came in a burning bush. Moses, you are called. I will choose no other because you have paid the price. There may be a silent season in your life even after you pay the consecration cost. But I am telling you, God will remember you and he will encounter you and he will bring you into his purposes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, these prices were paid in his early life, in his young age. He rejected to have that status of Egypt. He chose to suffer affliction with the people of God, then to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he looked towards the reward. Hallelujah. Are we esteeming the Christ, the reproach, the suffering that comes because we are following Christ? Are we esteeming it greater than the riches of the world? Or are we comparing ourselves with others? Oh, he got his own house. Oh, he got married with a beautiful woman. Oh, he have children now. Oh, he has property now. What is happening with me after? No. But you have to esteem your life in Christ. When you consecrate yourself, you will see others moving ahead of you in the worldly things. But you have to be in that position of silence. And let the world think anything, that nothing is happening with this person, even after following Christ. But you have to sit there silently because you are looking to the eternal reward. You know what value you hold. Those people that are moving ahead of you, one day they will come back to, Brother John, can you pray for me? Because they know you are a prophet. You know you are a, they know, they will know you are a man that talks with God. They will know. Hallelujah. Be there.
Hallelujah.
Be there, be there. The cost will be high. The waiting will be high. Be there. Hold your position. Hallelujah. You see that? How many things Moses forsook? Treasures of Egypt he forsook. And he chose the reproach of Christ rather than enjoying the treasures of Egypt. By faith, verse 27, by faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Hallelujah. So Moses was not a lazy man. He paid the cost in his young age. If he wanted, he would have said, I am a son of Pharaoh. I will enjoy the riches of Egypt. Stay here, enjoy life and have a party time with Pharaoh and with all the treasures and money in Egypt and all those things. No, he gave up those things. Hallelujah. Have you given up your old life? Have you given up the things of your old life, the pleasures of Egypt? Have you given it up? Or you are still holding on to old things? You still want to enjoy in it. You have not paid the cost. Moses paid the cost. That's why he was used by God. And he was used by God in a special way. He was used by God in a special way. Numbers 12, verse 6 to 8. Let's go there. Numbers chapter number 12, verse 6 to 8. Numbers chapter number 12, verse 6 to 8. Then he said, hear now my words. If there is a prophet among you, I, the Lord, make myself known to him in a vision. I speak to him in a dream. Not so with my servant Moses. He is faithful in all my house. I speak with him face to face, even plainly and not in dark sayings. And he sees the form of the Lord. Why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? Wow. Hallelujah. The Lord is witnessing about a man. And he says, if there is a prophet, I will reveal myself to him in a vision. Young men shall see visions, that vision. We will come to that afterwards, okay? But he's saying, for Moses, I don't speak like that. I speak to him as a man speaks to a man. I speak to him face to face. I don't even speak to him in mysteries. I speak to him plainly about my will, about my word. Wow! How could that happen? Because what Moses gave up was a lot. He paid the cost to be valued in the eyes of the Father. Do we see that? Though he is 85, 90 now around, but he is a young man. And that's why the Bible says, till the time he died, his eyes did not grow dim. He walked in the strength of his youth. That is the supernatural ability and strength you will have when you pay the cost. When you pay the
cost. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I know people, most of the people will not say amen because, okay, let me end here. Ask yourself tonight, have you paid the cost? Or are you still holding on to things that God has told you, let it go? Give it away. You're still holding on to things. You're still a baby because you have not paid the cost. You cannot be included in the last days, beloved. Because I shall pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. But let me let you know the will of God. Beloved, whatever age you are, God wants you to be a young man. God wants you to be like Moses. Hallelujah. God wants you. And the cost that you pay, hallelujah, will bring you eternal rewards. It will bring you authority with the Lord. And when you look back, you will say, praise God that I paid the cost. Hallelujah. When you will step into eternity, you will say, praise God, Lord. By your grace, I paid the cost. Hallelujah. Because when you see the rewards, you will never regret your decision. Paying the cost is not to tell everyone. I have paid some cost. I never talk about those things to everyone. Paying the cost is in secret. And it will manifest in your authority with the Lord. You shall see visions and dream dreams, and you shall prophesy. Hallelujah. You shall receive his portion of his spirit upon you for the last days. The manifestation of his pouring out in the last days is not automatic. It requires consecration, higher levels of consecration. Dear beloved children of God, God is calling you to higher levels of consecration. Don't say, I am a woman. Don't say, I am a working woman. I am a housewife. Oh, I am having business. I am a working man. I have family to look after. Oh, don't say all those things. Pay the cost and be valuated in the kingdom of God so that he can give you the portion of his spirit. In the last days, an army is rising that shall prophesy, that shall see visions, that shall dream dreams. Hallelujah. I always pray, Lord, this group, that people should always contact me. Pastor John Paul has been seeing dreams lately. Why? Because he is consecrating himself unto the Lord. They are seeing dreams. They are seeing visions. Oh, hallelujah. They are getting words of prophecies. When you consecrate yourself unto the Lord, hallelujah, the group becomes like a group. Apostle Rahul, you know what? I had this vision about this thing. I had this dream and this and that. We are communicating with each other in the spirit. We are communicating with each other. Even when we come on the Saturday meeting, I pray that people will come up with revelations, a word from the Lord, but everyone is so silent. Some of them don't even pray. No revelations. Why? Because there is no consecration. Beloved, God wants you to be consecrated because he wants to pour out his spirit on all flesh, on each and every one of you. I'm telling you, when you will receive the portion of that spirit, oh, your family members will be influenced by it, and your sons and daughters shall also receive it. They shall start prophesying.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. We will continue this. Last days requires higher consecration. We will continue this in this coming meetings. And I only talk about Moses, but I will go to the next servants of God in the Bible, Ezekiel, Jeremiah, and you will see how much they had to pay the price for them to work with the business of God, for them to work and align with heaven's call. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, by the power of God's Spirit, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, raise up consecrated vessels in this place. Raise up consecrated vessels in this place. Raise up consecrated vessels, Father, convict the hearts of people, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, in the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah. Oh, rela zebana kaborian zekete rebenia. E parando robo shedere bakadaraban sederebe. Lembron torobo shedere andaraba. Ora baba soko doboro bolo torobo. E pralanda rabansi anda rabalahansi anda raba. When the Bible says one of you can chase 1,000, two of you 10,000, Father, they are the ones who are consecrated, hold value. And I pray that you will raise up a group of army, Lord, of consecrated vessels, that when we pray together, we will shake the foundations of the kingdoms of darkness. And Lord, dismantle, amen, Lord, principalities, Father, in Jesus' name, that you will raise up such a breed of the Spirit in Jesus' mighty name, Father. Oh, consecrated families, Lord, where children prophesy, Lord. Young men, Lord, have the authority. Old men, Lord, operate where, Lord, the husband and wife communicate to each other the things of the Spirit, the dreams they see, where husband and wife and children come to each other, Lord, and talk about the mysteries of God. May you establish such families, Father. The devil has broken the families nowadays. The devil has implanted all the wrong things in the families nowadays, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. But Lord, let the sons and daughters prophesy. Let the young men see visions, old men see dreams. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for each and every family person representing their families, Father. In Jesus' name, break the yoke of darkness. Break every veil that surrounds them, that does not let the word of God enter into their lives, into their children's life. In Jesus' name, bring deliverance, Lord. Hallelujah. That they may serve the Lord, they and their household, every class of people, Lord, in their family, the young men, the old men, the children, the infants, Father. Lord, that they will no longer be under this category of infants, but they will be convicted to pay the cost, Father. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Some of us think, oh, we are paying the cost. Oh, we will suffer. No, you will never suffer. That is the lie of the enemy. When you pay the cost, you live your best life ever. When you pay the cost, I'm telling you, hallelujah. Though you have sacrificed some things, though Moses' wife was away from Moses, but they had love in them. They had understanding. Their relationships were healthy. And she used to come to visit Moses. Hallelujah. The children were growing up fine. Hallelujah. The family was established because the man Moses, the head of the family, the husband, chose to follow Jehovah. I am telling you, hallelujah. It's not about, oh, some pastors say and take marriage seminars and tell, you have to take your wife for a movie, for a dinner, and you have to spend all your time with your wife for you to strengthen your relationship. That's a lie. You have to follow Christ for your relationships to be strengthened. You have to obey the will of God, and God will bring a change in your family.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Things are wrecked up because you have not paid the cost. You pay the cost and see how everything comes together. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Rebala sekatarabando. Lame print yantara kazabala hatarabala hadre yantaraba. Oh, shavala hadrefe se tarabandaraba. Le brebala. When I choose to go to a wait for fasting and praying, you know, when I go away, I'm telling this, the way my sister cries, the way she cries, oh, she keeps on crying. Once I was going away for fasting for a long time, and the way she cries, but we have to go. We have to go. You understand that? We have to forsake. We have to forsake when God calls us. We have to forsake certain things. It's not about how much clothes you are, how many movies you watch together that will keep you together. Are you paying the cost? That is what will keep your relationships in place, people of God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Oh, Father, may you give us the grace to pay the cost. Oh, in the name of Jesus Christ, to obey your call, to obey your voice, Father. For you are looking for people whose heart will stand loyal on your behalf. You are looking for such people, Lord. And you are calling them, Father. You are calling them, Lord, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, Lord, I pray, Holy Spirit, minister to your children here in this place. Minister to the young, to the old, to the children, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And even as we go ahead in the coming days with the word of God and with prayer tomorrow, Father, I ask you, Lord, that in the coming days, there will be people, Lord, who will respond to this word, and your word will come true, that you will pour out your spirit on all flesh, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Young men shall see visions, old men shall dream dreams. Hallelujah. Father, we give you the praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And we all shout amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.